The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is changing the world through science and spirituality. Join Jules as she brings you powerful and provocative guests designed to expand your well-being, power, and happiness. There is nothing more important than you creating your reality from a higher emotional place. Take charge of your thoughts, choose to be happy, and create your better life today. Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful, summery Southern California. I'm so glad you could join me at this most perfect time and space that you have created to listen to the show. Tonight we have a very special person with us who's going to talk about everything under the sun and assist us in feeling safe and secure about the future. So get ready for some profound insights as we have a wonderful conversation with Saldar right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Looking out on that tropical night, having a romantic conversation with your possible soulmate, or hitting one of the 7 nightclubs on the ship to dance the night away, then sitting back and listening to fantastic workshops that help you to nurture that relationship into something you've never experienced before. You may think it's just a dream, but it can be a reality on our Spiritual Singles Cruise, October 27th to October 31st. We made a last-minute cabin buy so that we could extend the original group rates, which still start off at $599. So don't delay. Sign up now and start manifesting the love you have been waiting for. Go to LOARadionetwork.com.
The University of Attraction, the place where you learn from international scientists, medical doctors, spiritual leaders, and experts in the field of the Law of Attraction. At the university, you will receive tools to harmonize both sides of your brain with free hypnosis and meditations recordings. View or listen to the courses that will shape the way you react to life. And don't forget, your participation allows Law of Attraction Radio Network to bring empowering messages to every country in the world. Change your life while empowering the world. Go to LOARadionetwork.com. Let the classes begin.
We are back. Hey, have you seen Alms Times magazine this month? Well, check it out, because I'm on the cover. If you ever wondered what makes me tick, go read the cover article, because it's all about me living the life of a perpetual victim, at least until I finally woke up to the fact that I create everything in my life. I'm revealing for the first time my authentic self and my journey to the path of the Law of Attraction. So check out omstimes.com. That's omtimes.com. And let me know what you think. I just love getting emails from around the world. Well, the cruise is almost filled. We still have cabins available in the group rate, but only 4 balconies. Don't forget that internationally well-known Dr. Garland Landreth is having a workshop with his phenomenal tapping technique that he developed, consisting of heart coherence, Ho'oponopono, EFT, and quantum tap. He's not only going to tap us into love, he's going to tap us into abundance and the prosperity that we desire. His technique is wonderful. We also have tantra exercises, relationship energetics, angel communications, and even yoga to get our energy flowing. So go to LOARadionetwork.com and click on the cruise. Sign up as soon as you can, because we're almost sold out. Now, next week, I have a very special show because I am interviewing Buck Brannaman. If you saw the Robert Redford movie, The Horse Whisperer, then you already know Buck Brannaman, the real-life Wyoming horseman who the movie and the book by Nicholas Evans was based on. But that's just a part of the Branneman story. The film Buck, a documentary on Branneman, premiered last winter at Redford's 2011 Sundance Film Festival, winning the Audience Award for Best Documentary, and has received rave reviews from film critics. Tom Brokaw even called him part guru, part psychologist, and old cowboy. This week, this amazing film is being released to the public. So join me next week as we talk to Buck Branneman about horses and what that reveals about human nature. This is about a law of attraction story that you are not going to want to miss. Now, on with tonight's show. Seldar needs no introduction because he's a very popular show on Law of Attraction Radio Network every Wednesday night. My friend Seldar is a most unique individual that gets his information not through books or the media, but by simply tuning within. He can zoom his thoughts out into the cosmos and find out how the universe was created, and then zoom back into another's body to find out the emotional blocks that are keeping that person in dis-ease or discomfort. There is no two ways about it. Seldar makes you think, and that's a good thing. Welcome, Seldar, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you, Jules. Thank you for having me in, and I love you all, and I'm just happy to be with you and with all of you at the same time. Here, have me then.
You know, Seldar, every time you come on, you get me thinking about things, and I swear, after really thinking about it, you always have the most logical answers, and it makes so much sense. And then the universe tends to prove exactly what you have just stated on the show to me. It always works with no fail. So I'm thrilled that you're here. Now, Seldar, let's talk about things that are happening right now.
Yeah, let's do talk about that. Thank you for having me again. Thank you very much for expanding views on life and using any possible ways to do so. Thank you, Jules, very much, and you do a great job, and appreciate that. And having me and giving me that opportunity, I love you for it, and I am grateful. So what's going on in the world, in the whole solar system, and on a galactic level, and back into our body on a physical level? I did talk about them on my show. Lots of information is there, so you can tune in. And there are about 50 or 51 hours of talking. So it's great information there. But if, for those who can't understand right away, you need to listen a couple more times to get into that, because it's not that easy to understand, and I understand that too. So, but I can't help myself not to give that information, because it's very important today, as especially today. Like,
you know, I've been listening to you for a long time, and what I've noticed is every time I listen to you, I discover, well, you don't have an accent anymore. What happened to your accent? It's not there. So somehow something is going on where I can't even detect an accent.
Thank you, Jules. Yes, stuff happens. That's life. You know, you adapt. The main purpose for me to be here is to share with people how to adapt to life. So I am the one who has to show how. So that's how I share. Even on the language level, there are no barriers. on that level too. So I adapt myself on any level. So it's like, it's so funny. Yesterday, my daughter said, she's 10, she's going to be 10 in September. She said, Dad, she saw my YouTube videos, just a glimpse of it, and she listened a little bit of it, and then she said, oh, God, Dad, what are you talking about? And then she says, Dad, you are so, it's so funny, she says, you are at home, you are like Ricky, but Ricky is my youngest son. He is 7 and a half. And she says, you are like him and running around like crazy. You can't even, like, you know, you are different, like, you know, like a child running up and down and singing and screaming, like, you know, kind of a child. And but they, she says, you are a completely different person, she says, and everybody listens to you and you talk some weird stuff there, she says. I mean, it's so weird, she says, like, you are in two places, completely different person in two separate occasions. And then she says, normally father goes to work the same way and acts the same way at work and then comes back from work and he is the same still. But you are different all the time. So that's proof from my daughter who sees me every day, almost every day. So her kind of, she confirmed that I'm adapting to life on any level. So life for me is not boring. And I suggest you to act the same way, and that's going to be very much fun, and you're going to enjoy it, I'm sure.
That's good advice.
So we're going to the sun flares, right?
Yeah, let's talk about yesterday we just had a major solar flare. I mean, they said it was the most dramatic we've had in a few years. And what does this mean? Does that affect us?
Yeah, here how it works. The whole system, solar system at first, and then the galactic system on its own, they are all connected as one body. I talked about it a lot in my show. So the sun in our solar system works as a heart, if you will, and the heart pumps periodically as like kind of pulsates, and the whole universe pulsates too, but that's another thing. But they are all repeating the same cycle. That's what I wanted to say. So when sun does that, and sun has on top of that pulses going on, and it's like kind of breathing, as we do, each of us does breathing on a regular occasion, so we don't ever ask the question. When sun does that, sun has all the same cycles which we have, but on a different level, which is from our perspective or perception, it would be kind of huge and like you know, kind of unimaginable. But that's the same cycle going on the sun. So what it does is it has the same 11 year cycle. Which we have 11-year hormonal cycle, and that's why 2011 is important. And whatever happens on the sun level affects in our reality, but on a different level, on a human level, like, you know, on a style of living, let's say, level. Mm-hmm. When they're going the flares, we will have that emotions coming out, let's say. That's how we are connected. It's not going to be explosions here, but it will turn our views on life differently. It will raise our emotions or lower our emotions, and that's how we're going to develop. We're going to receive those signals from the sun. And then on top of that, on a major scale, we would have the the economy going on, like the effects on the economy and all of that, those factors are going to be affected because of those flares. But it's all divine order. It's all that breathing, but on a different level. It takes, I mean, for our level, like on our life term, it would be for like 100 years, let's say, or millions of years, or a billion years. So it's just the scale is different, but we repeat the same cycle, what happens in the sun and in the whole galactic level, ungalactic level.
Wow, Seldar, I understand about the emotional disruptions caused by solar flares or solar storms, but it's the first time I've ever heard or ever really thought about how the economy is being affected by solar flares. This is very, very interesting.
You see, in order to, when, let's say, when you breathe in and out, all the cells which are affected, they have to move move somewhere forward or backward. They have to move kind of and allow you to function properly. So in this case, when we do that, when sun does its own cycles, we have to expand and construct too. I mean, it's like the economy is going. If you look at look back like 100 years, in 100 years you will see ups and downs. That even each year, even each day has the ups and downs. Like, you know, it goes, it just goes as a heart rate, and it just experiences of each level goes throughout everything. Not only emotions. Emotions are when you personally feel the effect of it. It's just on a personal. You can measure them on an hour base, like minutes, hours, maybe days. But and then it just expands. It goes kind of ripple effect. It will affect. I mean, backward though. But we are the smallest, let's say, on conscious level. We are the smallest on a time scale who experiences the changes throughout the galaxy. But then it just through emotions it expands to the communities, and community expands to the states, and then the country, and then the whole continent, and then the whole world. It's just for us it would be emotions. But country-wise, or the continent-wise, or the Earth, the whole world-wide, it would be as an economy shift. The same effect, but it affects on that scale. It would affect an economy shift and distress, let's say. And then it could go to the, if you push that limit far further, it would go to the earthquakes and all the destruction on that level too. But we have a tendency, though. We have a tendency because of our primitivity, because of our we are not aware of of the greater divine order. We can kind of play game with those shifts, let's say, by putting fears in one another. So that's why the kind of government system, as I explained before in my shows, how I compared individual body to the whole Earth, and the government system as a mind of a whole Earth body, and to individual mind and the whole community of cells in the body. And that's how we are kind of provoking our body, let's say, as an individual would do. And that's how government system would provoke the humanity as well. So it's kind of not being truly knowledgeable of all the shifts and all the cycles in throughout the galaxy, at least. And we would just kind of, as kids would do, you know, put the fear, like, you know, if you know what I'm talking about, like small children would gather together, and then they would try to scare each other, trying to make more scarier stories each, like, you know, talking about monsters and all of that. Kind of who will scare better, let's say, that kind of game. But we are not.
But that is going on right now in our government. One side
yes.
is scaring the other side, and people in the middle are going, I don't know which way to do. Let's just ignore it. Let's not do anything. Let's
yeah,
just hide.
Those gonna become more. The ignoring part's gonna become more. You see, we have to remember that we are human beings, but on a galaxy level and universal level, we are very, very, very primitive. And even if you compare like humanity, like major population of Earth, and a government system, let's say, they are not intelligent than us, let's say, too, because it can't be that way. What they are seeking is the money or power, and that's the limitations of them. So they don't know what to do beyond that point. So they are kind of, they have a parameter which is given by the universe itself, which they can just run around like, you know, as a kid on a playground, or mother is watching all the time, or in the playroom, which is again locked up kind of closed environment, which has the all necessities, and the mind of that kid would be limited toward, you know, in that parameter, so not beyond, because they have no simply knowledge of what's beyond that. So we are at the same level. The government system, whatever they come up with, would be limited anyways, because we are in general not evolved that much, so we could destruct us greatly. We could easily put fear in us, which is not. I mean, you can't you can't take it seriously because of what I said, like how I compare to a child. I mean, child can put the fear, but you can't. Like adult would never take it seriously. This is the same thing on a global, like on a universal level. We are safe, and we put fears because we can take advantage of one another, you see, but because of that money and power going on, and we can create that demand, let's say, and then make everybody work. And we have that. We as a human beings, we have that taking advantage of one another, kind of showing my power, like ego. Everyone has that ego, and the whole universe knows that. That's exactly the same way as all the parents knows that the child has the ego, and which is high, and you kind of excuse that child. You know that, you accept that child as it is, and you're not going to go hard on that child. So my point is, the whole universe is watching us too. We repeat the same cycle, but on our level. It's not... It doesn't have to be as it's on the sun, bursting the flames and enormous sizes of them, but we have the emotions coming at some point, enormous sizes of them too, and we have the economy going out of control with the enormous sizes too. So it's kind of the same thing, like, you know, food and the all the technology going up and religious birth. Two kind of outbursts. It's like out of control because of the same cycle, but we are not aware of it too. I mean, we don't know what's going on, but on every level, if you look religiously, the politic, you know, the government system, or even on a humanity level, like the whole communities, and even in the families, like in the relationship with the family members, and individually, each of us, we all repeat the same cycles, and that's normal. That's okay. We need to be more educated about that, more talked about that, because we need to. We are ready to be aware of it. So it's not like freaking out. It's okay. We have to accept that as it is.
Okay, so what you're saying is it's okay to ignore what's going on in the governments right now because we really can't do anything about it anyway.
It has to go, yeah. It's the same sun flare, you can't stop it, or the emotions, as I talked many times,
right.
The emotions inside, you have to release them, you can't keep them inside. That's what creates the disease, if you want to talk about disease now. So that's the same thing in Earth, too. Sun. Sun has, sun affected by the galactic shifts, too. I mean, that sun repeats the same cycles, which transformed from the galactic level. So that even sun has no power to stop those flares. But there is one precise cycle which over the billion years, over the enormous, like infinite time, it just managed itself to adapt to one another, as we talked earlier about myself, which I'm sharing with everyone. The whole cycles inside of the whole universe, they are adapted themselves as the gears in the watch or in the clock. They are going in the same cycle. So there is no intruders out of somewhere coming and out of blue coming and destructing one another. Even if it's a destruction, it is the destruction of different level and the different levels of beings. So whole universe has has their own kind of, I don't want to use that word destruction, but that's our perspective, how we see that destruction. We call that destruction because explosion for us means one way of like one destruction. If it explodes, then it has to destroy everything. But on our level, that's just coming out the emotions, so it's not the same meaning. That doesn't have the same meaning. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you follow me, please? You need to understand that importance of that understanding. It's not the explosion. It's not the planet hitting another planet or asteroid hitting another planet, like let's say, and then destroying the whole cycle in the galaxy. It doesn't happen that way. Even if two galaxies collide together, chances to two planets to hit themselves, hit each other, is the same as two flies hitting one another in the football field. So there is no that easy way how we could destruct ourselves as a random chaos, let's say. There is no such a thing. It managed itself to adapt the whole system to one cycle, which will all go on that divine, which we call divine cycle. So we should repeat the same cycles because we have that in us. I mean, we can't refuse that. We can't do otherwise. That's why we have those destructions, let's say now, as we call the diseases, because those are the cells in our body, communities in our body. They are going on that cycle, but we, as a primitive mind, we refuse to take that because of our level of our intelligence, of who we are.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that we really shouldn't be at all thinking about cataclysmic events such as earthquakes or planets coming together and exploding. What we really need to be focusing in right now is our emotions and how our emotions spreads out to others. It's like the ripple effect.
Yes, emotions in us and economy in our environment And that would reflection of those, or vice versa, would be on the sun level as the sun flares.
Okay, so if we calm down our emotions and get into a peaceful state, will that kind of level out the economy, or perhaps even help the economy?
No, you see, I would love to have that kind of outcome. That would simplify the whole thing. But in order to to not repeat the same, let's call it, the same experience which we have done, we need to hit the bottom, like to see how bad that was. So the whole money manipulation, the conspiracies and all of taking advantages and creating the all the cataclysms inside of our community and creating demands and making money and using power for it, and that racketeering kind of, if you will, on a human level and on a scale like humanity. And in order to understand how bad that is, and not to repeat the same way, we need to have it full color, like, you know, full blowing, full like power of it coming out, so we could all remember, which would go through our generations, still remembering how not to repeat that. You see, we did that the same way 100 years ago, but we were even more, let's say, primitive. And now we are more evolved compared to 100 years ago. So, and we are still, you see, that's the same cycle kind of coming back into the action, but we are prepared differently. Now we have the whole information about past, and we kind of, we all know that we did it once, and we will allow it to go full force in order not to repeat it for in the future.
I understand that corruption is going to be exposed, but will everybody, even those who are on a spiritual path, will they have to suffer along with it?
It's the exposure of everything on every level, religion, politics, individual, family-wise, everything, the healing modalities we have, everything would be exposed, yes. But what it creates is not the suffering, basically. It is to be being honest with yourself. It's a true face of a human being.
Okay.
It's just being honest with yourself. That's what it is. The whole thing, whole shift is about to be honest with yourself. That's it.
Okay. Because of this honesty phase that we are now entering in, more corruption is being exposed. For example, pharmaceuticals that are actually hurting people and stopping them from healing, as opposed to alternative medicine. Is that right?
Yes, perfectly. That's what's missing. We are acting one way, but reacting different way. We are acting as nothing is happening, or everything is beautiful, God is with us, and all of that, like government is kind of saving us and then supporting us, or all of that. And like everything is like that, but inside we don't feel the same comfort. We never felt that. We are basically lying to ourselves all the time. So that's why we are acting the same way. As my daughter said, usually father is always, whatever that father is, he is the same in every place. So that's not right. You can't be the same. He has to use his emotions.
Okay, so here's where I'm confused, Seldar. You say that we are not supposed to ignore a situation, but we're supposed to be honest. But how are we supposed to be acting? Are we supposed to be confronting it, feeling the emotions, or what?
For now, the main purpose of the whole shift is to find out the exposing that not being honest, let's say, all the manufactured, let's say, prefabricated, putting masks on ourselves, let's say. That's
right.
What's going on. And on every level, religion and the government system and even on healing modalities, doctors and all of that, everything is fake, let's say.
So we have to let the power structures fade away in order for us to be able to move forward.
Yes, it crushes from top. That's the whole, on the whole government system level, and then comes to individual level. So that's why individually we will gain that honesty, kind of not depending on anyone, just recognizing yourself, how magnificent you are. That's what's missing. We disrespect ourselves, you see, that's the problem. But we, and at the same time, we have a whole universe in us, which we kind of disrespected, we lied to, we faked in front of them, and they were kind of asking and help or some attention to them. We kind of disconnected. That's what's going on. We were disconnected from ourselves.
Okay, so basically we have to take our power back and become aware of our own magnificence and our own power in order to create a better scenario. And on top of that, we need to understand fully that we don't need to be taken care of. The power lies in us. We don't need a government. We are the government.
Yes, we are our own gods. Not just the government. Yes, it doesn't. I mean, each cell divides itself based on how we adapt ourselves in each situation. So we create the new, brand new, coming life source, which is a cell, which is not the individual. There's nothing individual out there. Everything is collective consciousness. Everything has collectively many, many, many beings, which creates some collective source, kind of. So we are creating each fracture of second, many, many lives, many, many sources within us, which we are, we owe to them now. I mean, we ask God help us. We don't mean like, you know, we don't consider like God coming in and taking care of our daily life, not feeding us, not washing our clothes, but we want just God be there, just recognize us. So that's what's going on in our body too. So we never can sacrifice ourselves. It's all about you. You never should sacrifice yourself. You need to benefit yourself. Respect yourself, love yourself unconditionally, not the way we love one another, but unconditionally, as a mother would love a child. And then whatever you give to yourself, but don't hold on to it, it will be used by those beings within you, which created us in the first place, and then it will be shared with others. That's how it goes.
And now I'm going to ask a question that I've asked you about before, and I'm still not getting clear. You say that we are gods. You're saying that we are powerful. You're saying that collective consciously we can change. But yet, why can't we change the situation? And in fact, aren't we obligated, knowing how powerful we are, to change the current situation?
Because, as I said before, it should get worse to show the show that completion of the let's say empire, which has to collapse. It has to complete itself fully to as an egg hatching. Like, you know, it has to before it goes shifts to the other reality. This reality, old one, has to complete itself too. You can't just take the chick out of the egg in the middle of a cycle because you think it, anyway, the chick is going to come out. it has to complete the whole cycle. But we have extinguishing the old lives, which are extinguishing every day. They are the kind of parts of our beings, like the whole, if you consider the whole egg, and what at first it was evolving, going up and up and up, and then it would start to kind of deteriorate itself, kind of recycle itself, and give the way to the new reality.
Okay, so we don't want to stop a new and better reality, which in fact we probably are creating because of us knowing that what is existing now is not what we want. So should we not be focusing collectively on what we want to happen in the future, so when everything does collapse, it will be much easier to get everything up and running in a speedier fashion after it goes?
Yes, we are doing it exactly that way right now.
Okay.
And that's why all the technology, computers, all the program, we are way intelligent compared to spirituality. We are very intelligent on technology level. So that helps us to understand, to communicate with one another, to kind of keep that unity, collectiveness together and going.
Good.
So that's what we created. Since we couldn't catch up with the, from religion perspective, we did on a technology level, so we are good on that level.
Good. Okay. So there is hope for the future. That's wonderful. We are safe, and we will come through with flying colors. So let's now, with the few minutes that we have left, let's talk about dis-ease and health.
Okay, there's one disease which it comes up to. Final disease is the cancer, as we call it. And the cancer is the only disease which doesn't come from outside. It is inside, and I have plenty of shows which explain the cancer and all the movements in our body on a community level, like the organs and body parts.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically cancer. What's good about that is cancer, whoever had or have a cancer, what cancer forces to do is to love yourself. That's the only disease which we don't have any cure, is the cancer, which is forcing any being to love and just stop from all whatever you do. And it just forces person to pay attention to him or herself, and in order to love and respect him or herself. So that's the only purpose of that cancer. That's why we are not finding any cure to it, because there is no such a thing as a cancer cell, as a disease cell. It's just a normal cell, and all the bodies, I mean, every living organism has the potential to be cancerous. And I talked last show, I think, I was talking about the cancer and biopsies and all of that, and comparing to communities within us. And they are just outraged, left on the side, population in our beings, in our body, in the communities, which gets out of control as we, as a human beings, get sometime getting on riots and demonstrating our rights and all of that. We do that too. That's on our physical level. We call that cancer. But outside, when we demonstrate, we call that riot. So that's the same thing going on in our body, and that's to force our attention to ourself in order to love yourself and respect yourself, which we don't. Again, it comes to be honest to yourself, so it brings itself to the same point.
So those people that have spontaneous remissions are the people that discover
that their own, how wonderful they really are. They discover their own personal power. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That definitely works that way. And then there's a predisposition genetically. I can talk about it more. But that plays a role in that part too. I mean, predisposition, how evolved that personality was throughout generations, because the cells are connected up to 7 generations on a human level. Human generations, they have a program in themselves up to 7 generations, and they repeat the same cycles and throughout their generations. And we have in our body up to 7 generations of cells, which processes all these memories of generations of on a human level. So that's why it depends on how much and how often we repeated the same emotional patterns, and that will play a role to how fast that tumor or cancer would disappear, and how little or how more of our attention is needed toward that eliminating that cancer groups of beings in us.
So many metaphysicians state that those that die with cancer may have had a contract before birth, saying that it's their job to die with cancer. And what you're saying is that the cancer is, in effect, a blessing, because it will turn the way we think into loving ourselves.
It is exactly that. There is no such a thing, the contract. Contract is for life. I mean, there is no contract for disease. There is no disease, in fact. I mean, there's no one who can come out and prove to me, personally to me, that is a disease. What you're talking about is the personality of one cell over the other cell, as we have in our community too. One human being will take over the other human being. Then you're going to call, based on the behavior of that one, you can call that his behavior is sick. I mean, his behavior is diseased one. So it's abnormal. So that's what we're talking about. There is no such a thing as a disease in the first place. There is a personality. There is an attitude going on, but not the disease. So we can't, there is no contract. Contract is for life, and life is a principle of a being. You have to interact in life and adapt. The better you adapt in life, the best results you're going to have. It's all about evolving and adapting and interacting as much as you can, and that way you can take the old emotions coming throughout the generations, and you could use them through you, and not attaching yourself to it.
You know, I agree. I believe that we can heal our bodies of anything if we can get down to the nitty-gritty reason why the illness is there in the first place. And cancer can be healed. And it doesn't take chemotherapy or radiation to heal it. It takes your mind to heal it. So we're in complete agreement about that. But at one time you told me that you don't really have a disease until you are told by the doctor that you have it. Explain that.
Yeah, you see, it is because once you have confirmed, then you can have, your attention is there. Once you are not confirmed yet, up to the point when you are confirmed, you have a chance to rearrange that, let's say, disease, or if it's a disease or not disease, it's questionable and it's redoable. It's just the attitude. The group of cells can change their attitude immediately. If they get what they want, then they're going to just drop the weapons, let's say, or drop that attitude. I mean, just kind of bring that peace to your communities, which you are made of.
You know, that makes a lot of sense to me, especially with the placebo effect. If you don't know that you have cancer, then you don't have cancer. And whatever is going wrong in your body, you can correct by those emotions immediately. As soon as you're told that you have cancer, your whole life changes. And I've seen it firsthand, especially with my father. Selder, I want you to talk about something else, because you said that when a friend experiences skin cancer, they're actually sacrificing themselves so you don't have to go through the physical attributes of the skin cancer. Let's talk about that.
You see, being a friend means you have you're sharing the same view on life. That's the basic. Being a friend, it means you react to everything the same way. But the disease, if that person has a cancer, let's say, that person would have a higher view, like emotionally would be high, more stubborn, let's say, than the other person. So the purpose of it is having a friend and showing as a mirror reflection of possibility, having me, let's say, have the same disease, is to kind of showing if I behave, let's say, emotionally the same way as my friend who has a cancer, then I would get the cancer the same way, because we are sharing the same view. We have the same attitude, let's say, right? That way we could, my benefit would be, let's say, by looking at my friend's behavior and the disease, I could not behave that way. Or other word, I wouldn't be that emotional as my friend, let's say. That's the benefit is my friend is showing me how not to be or how not to do, let's say. But now for my friend, the benefit having me, let's say, which is lower than that, emotionally lower than the friend, would be how to come one step down, let's say, in order not to have a cancer. So it's the closest together, two friends, one has a cancer, one not. It would be too close together, and it would be easier from the highest to come down one step, and that who is down not to go up to that level. So that's mirror reflection and benefits to each of them. That's the friendship, true friendship, by the way.
Wow, okay.
You know, we're almost out of time, but I want to tell everybody that you may have noticed that Seldar coughs, and he clears his throat a lot. And there is a reason for that. Could you explain that, Seldar?
I'm not expressing myself fully. I can't.
And why can't you? This is fascinating.
Because, you see, you can't handle it.
You can't handle the truth.
No, you can't handle the truth. I have to deal with it myself.
So
that's
this
the plan B.
This just kind of slows you down in order for us to understand.
You see, I have much more within me. I mean, I see kind of things, and I know things which I have to be careful to in order to express them. I can't just let it out to in order to impress you, and I don't do that. I don't care if you are impressed or not. What I'm trying to do is to give you information which slowly will help you to understand who you are, and also what I'm trying to do is I'm not that interested in this generation which we are having now. What I'm trying to do is generations ahead of us into the benefits to the to the benefit of the all the generations upcoming, because we will not, we will still not get it, what I'm talking about. It will be just kind of copied. The information will hit you. It will be somewhere, but and then through generations, it will evolve. Like, you can't plant the seed and expect next morning have a tree fully growing with the fruits and hanging and all ready. You can't do that. So once you have to plant the seed, and then you have to take care of that seed until it grows, and it takes time, like, let's say, not the time, but the experience, until it gives you fruits necessary. So that's what I'm trying to do now. And yes, we're still not going to be aware of what's going on, what we are. And we don't know, comparing to that seed and tree, being a seed, we have no idea what kind of a tree that is. We are. So I can't expose that part because it doesn't make any sense. We don't need to know. We don't need to know. But I'm very eager to say, of course, and that's what irritates me on a throat level. Normally in my life, I don't cough. But as soon as I go on these subjects and I talk, as my daughter said, like, you are different there, you are weird there. So when I go to the weird mode, as my daughter said, so then I start to cough because I can't fully express, because I see the trees and I see what kind of fruits that's going to have, but I can't express it, like, you know, I can't talk about it, just simply. And that's what bothers me on my throat, which is okay. It is at the same time, it just kind of limits me, like, kind of, it's like balances me, if you will.
Yes.
I know when to kind of calm down, and I know when I'm talking too much. So it's like, it's funny.
Well, let me ask you something, the final question then.
Uh-huh.
What exactly are you?
I am a human being as exactly what you are.
But how do you know so much?
I don't know that much. I feel that much.
Okay, explain that a little bit more.
Because I can feel, I don't know, I can feel inside of myself and outside of myself. It's all kind of as a child growing. How can you ask that question to a child, like, you know, saying, what are you, a child? The answer would be a child who is in a growing process. So I am a child who is in a growing process. So
but
I
you're special. You're more special than that. In
no.
that we don't have these other. Can we learn to do
no.
what you are doing?
No, there is no such a thing as a special. I mean, just forget that part, because there is no such a thing as a special. Every cell is special. Every organelle, every molecule, every hydrogen, everything is special. You can't put collectively one thing and call it special. Sun, or the galaxy, or solar system, every planet, every speck in the cosmos is special at that level. So you can't put someone out and say special. God forbid, don't do that ever.
Okay, well then, can we learn how to do
what
you're doing?
That's what I'm doing from
you're
morning.
You're teaching us how to do what
I'm
you're
not teaching.
Doing.
I can't teach either. You can't ever teach life. No one can. You can teach as a teacher in a school based on the experiencing. You have to know what you're teaching. But teaching life, there's no one being alive in our environment can teach life. Never. Everyone can only share life, share their own experience, but never, ever teach life. Whoever says that they can teach life, or, I mean, they are feeding up their own egos, and we are helping to feed that ego too. But there is no such a thing as to teach life. You have to know what that is, and I'm not sure that we are there yet.
Okay, so you just left more answers, and we will leave that for another show.
Yes.
But it is one thing for sure is that you definitely bring a unique perspective, and from my experience, you have always been right on target. And for that, I find it truly amazing, and you are amazing. So.
Thank you. That's what I do for a living, you know.
And I just want to let everybody know of your show again on every Wednesday night that they can call and ask you questions.
Yes.
But also you do, you have private sessions with people, and you can do
yes,
it by the phone.
Phone sessions and. And,
and you do see people as well.
I do see people, yes. I do see people.
And you're traveling all over the United States. And
yes.
So go to your website, which is SeldarHeals.com,
yes.
And people will call you and want to know more, as do I.
Thank you so much. Jules, I love you so much.
I love
and
you.
Thank
too.
You, everybody. I love you so much. You can't even imagine how that love works. And I will share with you that too. Thank you so much.
And we are out of time. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for choosing to be with us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Remember, let the ripple effect begin with you as we all connect together. If you have comments, please contact Jules at loaradionetwork.com. Have a happy week.